have renewed interest, this time from Brazil's environment agency, IBAMA. The agency says it has fined Geytal, which he owns, £140 million for a breach in environmental laws, involving the cutting down of more than 230,000 trees. In a statement, the company said the alleged offences happened before Mr. Eliash purchased the company in 2005. Earlier this week, the Swedish-born businessman said in a TV interview that he loved Brazil and his only aim was to protect the rainforest.
Gary Duffy in Sao Paulo. Man has walked on the moon on six separate occasions, but we still don't know what lies below the surface. British scientists are hoping to change this with a new project called Moonlight. They plan to fire missiles packed with scientific instruments into the Earth's only satellite. Our science correspondent, Pallab Ghosh, joined the Moonlight team as they conducted some vital early tests.
Arming plug from safe to arm now. Commence countdown now.
Scientists at a military test facility in southwest Wales are getting ready to fire a missile into a block of beach sand. The scientists are testing missiles called penetrometers that they plan to fire from lunar orbit into the moon. They contain scientific instruments which the scientists hope will send back the first ever measurements from below the lunar surface. The aim of this test is to see whether the missiles and instruments can survive the impact. Professor Alan Smith, who's head of the research team, was delighted by the results.
It was an amazing success. All our major objectives were achieved. Even some of the things we didn't think would work worked. So we're really excited, and this is a major step forward to our future lunar mission.
According to Dr. Alan Truss of the defence technologies firm Kinetic, NASA and the European Space Agency have been impressed by the results. So much so that they're now considering using them on proposed missions to other far-flung worlds, including Europa, an icy moon that orbits Jupiter.
Pallab Ghosh. The potato, fried, boiled, sautéed or mashed, it's a vegetable worth celebrating. And the United Nations is doing exactly that by designating this year the Year of the Potato. But where did it come from? Well, that depends on who you talk to. Chile and Peru both lay claim to discovering the tuber in a spat that is, as our South America correspondent Daniel Schweimler explains, becoming increasingly starchy.
Peru and Chile went to war in the 19th century and still don't get on especially well. But now they're really upset about rival claims over where the first potatoes came from. It's accepted knowledge in Peru that the first ones were cultivated near Lake Titicaca about 7,000 years ago. Peru, which says it has more than 3,000 varieties, is proud of its contribution to world cuisine. But the Chilean agriculture minister, Marijen Jorcol, has turned the heat up by claiming that the first buds were in fact grown on the southern Chilean island of Chiloé more than 14,000 years ago. And what's more, she says, the DNA test showed that most of the potatoes consumed in the world have Chilean origins.
Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. We got a special edition. In fact, this show is in tribute to a friend of ours, New York City. His name is Scotty Hard. Welcome, Dennis.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on the show. We're going to give him a little bit of history on how we know each other and how we know our friend Scott Harding, or Scotty Hard, as he is known to people out there. He has a real history in Vancouver, although he's done a lot of hip-hop and other kinds of production in New York City. But his roots are definitely here, and he was in a band with Dennis here called the Jazzmanian Devils, and originally in a band called Rhythm Mission, correct?
That's right. Back in 1980, we started. We actually met at the what is now Richards on Richards, then was the Laundromat, at a gig with a band that I had called AKA at the time with the Subhumans. And yeah, Scott was in high school at the time, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I met you around the early 80s, and when I started DJing with the Jazzmanian Devils, Scott and yourself got my Rare Guru tape. You were living upstairs in the Manhattan buildings. I was working in a bookshop called Manhattan Books. That was maybe around 85 or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. But I just remember, you know, when Scott started going to New York shortly after that, around that time, but he would come back and guest, and I always remember just when he's taking a solo, thinking, what a phenomenal guitar player. Like, this guy, he's
yeah,
got
it. Yeah, he's great. We're going to play a track later on by Rhythm Mission, a little bit of a guitar solo, at least from that.
Yeah.
That Scotty was instrumental on. Yeah, no, he's good. And, yeah, he's done so many people there in New York. It's just amazing, because his list of credits and stuff. You know, from Modesky Martin and Wood to Chris Rock, who won a Grammy for the Chris Rock record. And
yeah.
A lot of Canadian guys, too. Guys like Brad Roberts from Crash Test Dummies, and Chris and Kate, and the Deers. People like that. Prince Paul, De La Soul.
Yeah, no, that's really fantastic that, you know, 1 minute talking to him about Rare Groove and funk and breaks, and the next minute he's living it in New York City, and he's working with Juggle Brothers and De La Soul, and I was like, wow, you know, this guy, he stepped it up and helped Vancouver get some respect for having some roots and, you know, the people like Scott around, you know, that we're into all of this stuff. I mean, back then, I mean, when I was a Rare Groove DJ, there wasn't too many other guys around doing this kind of thing, you know, like it was early days for DJ. I mean, it became very competitive in the 90s, but back in the 80s, things were different.
You know? Well, I was the guy that gave you the name Love Jones.
That's it. Dennis, right here, is the man that created David Love
created
Jones.
Created a monster.
And now you're on the radio show all these years
later. I created Scotty Hard, too.
Yeah.
He's a monster as well. He's also my best friend. But he was my best man as well, too, at my wedding. But he's an amazing guy. And he moved to New York in 1989. But he had some bad luck this last year in February. In February the 16th, he was mixing some records and left his studio around 3 a.m. in the morning. Got in a cab, reached down because he dropped his cell phone, and just at that time, the cab was T-boned by a speeding car filled with three teenagers, reported stolen car 24 hours later, and Scott went flying, and they had to pry him out of the cab with the jaws of life. He ended up breaking his collarbone and some ribs and shattering his T5 vertebrae, which has left him a paraplegic. He is, but you know, through it all, he's still got a great sense of humor and a great guy. And we put on a big benefit for him in Vancouver on the 25th of April in answer to the one that they did on March 18th
in New York.
New York, and that was a who's who of jazz and hip hop in New York. And
we've done one here too, but
they raised just under 30 grand and we raised just under 25 grand, but
impressive.
There's a lot more to do, because yeah. I mean, just
you
think
had the gig at the Commodore, right?
We had a gig at the Commodore. We sold that out, and we've got this show coming up next Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to be DJing. I'm going to be DJing this show, and there's going to be some really interesting acts that we're going to tell you a little bit about.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it's, you know, $25 advance. You can get tickets at my shop via Vinyl or Zulu Records. And who else is carrying tickets? Red Cat?
Red Cat and Bone Rattle over on the drive.
Well, we're going to tell you more about
Noise
this.
Noise to Go.
But first, you know, let's keep the music going, you know, as the on the show. And I just want to start with that atmosphere, Dennis, of what it was like back in the day, Jasminian Devils. I mean, we played a lot of gigs together, all kinds of different gigs. I mean, we're talking lawyers, graduating counselors, cool people. Like, we did every kind of gig back then, Dennis. And, you know, I remember I'd rock a set of ballads sometimes. Or, you know, sometimes I'd go funky and funk it out, or Motown or whatever. But sometimes I'd be rocking the ballad. Remember, you come back on stage and everybody'd be waltzing. And you're like, oh, there David goes. He's playing his set of ballads. So I thought, well, we'd start with a couple of slow tracks.
Nice.
Aretha Franklin, Nightlife.
Oh, my favorite.
Just to get, kind of an atmosphere for what we're doing here. And that's, you're listening to David Love Jones and special guest Les Goodman from the Jasminian Devils, in tribute to our friend Scotty Hard. And, of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, CITR.ca. You can tune in on the web. And 604-822-CITR. You want to call in and talk to Les Goodman or David Love Jones. All right, well, we'll be right back.
Something to play with. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little more. No, no. If you are serious, little girl, little girl, little girl, then don't play with my heart. It makes me furious. Mm-hmm. Oh, but if you want me to love you, then baby, I will. Girl, you know that I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But Lord, I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Yeah, 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 yeah. You may be here today. Oh, my darling, you may be gone tomorrow. So you might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, 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 go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Girl, you better find yourself tall. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. But I'm not your little boy. No. Tell it like it is.
to Paris in the spring or the fall. I've never been to India, see the Taj Mahal. Oh no, no. I've never been to Switzerland, no, no. See the Winter Games play. And ooh, I've never been to New Orleans on Carnival of Mardi Gras Day. Never been to London on a foggy day. Gonna play. If I can only make it to heaven, that would be good enough for me. Because heaven is a place where I want to be.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. Putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mulvey. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite. It's with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now and our trumpeter. The uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing that was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
Thank you.
David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms. And we heard from Rance Allen, That Will Be Good Enough For Me, some spiritual gospel, Etta James, and that's a ballad I'd play a lot back in the day. I'd Rather Go Blind when I played with the JDs back in the day. And Aretha Franklin, Nightlife, important track, Dennis.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the presence in the room. It's almost as if I can... It's almost as if I'm channeling Scotty Hard, you know. I can feel him. I can feel Scotty Hard in the room. I can feel him. I can. It's almost as like I can hear him. I can hear him out there. I can hear him. Scotty, are you there? Scotty, are you there? Scotty, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's Scotty Hard calling us from New York City. How you doing there, brother?
I'm live from the boogie damn Bronx.
Nice. So I love it when people call in from New York City because there's a certain creative energy that is unlike any other place. Wouldn't you say so, Scotty?
I would say so, but not in my particular, not in this hospital room right at the time being. But that's only a matter of time before they... creative monster gets released back into the world.
That city can kill you, you know. It almost killed me.
Or at least give you a heart attack, right?
Yeah, give you a heart attack, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, the living is worth it. But
it's true.
Yeah.
And the pizza and the steak at Luger's, oh my God.
Don't forget that bacon appetizer.
Don't forget the bacon appetizer. It's very nice, very nice.
That's right. What, so you guys spinning some tunes tonight?
Yeah, you know, right after we talk, Scotty, I'm going to be busting out that Celestial Blues, Gary Bartz, and that deep, rare groove, Ray Goodman Brown, sampled by Brand Nubian. Like, I'm going to go heavy. You know, that's it.
What do you got going there right now?
We got some Art Blakey and Soft Winds from Live at the Cafe Bohemia, Blue Note. How does that sound?
Nice.
Yeah, you know, we're going Blue Note.
and of course, we're here talking about the Holy Hardstock, which is coming up June 13th, Friday. That's a week Friday at the Christchurch Cathedral. It's another benefit for you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Well, not for you, but for your Scotty Hard Trust.
What are you going to be throwing down there, Love Jones? You're going to be playing some Mormon Tabernacle Choir? Are you going to...
I was thinking getting a little... Maybe like Mazelle Brothers meet Rance Allen, but kind of deeply spiritual, funky kind of jazz. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be making you a CD. I'm going to be, you know, recording what I throw down because I think, you know, playing in the church and everything, that it's got to be preserved, you know, for future generations. Or maybe we could send it on a voyageur to the aliens or something.
Exactly.
Hey, Scotty,
send it up into the stars like Sun Ra.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I have Sun Ra on my Jupiter, on my Voyager mix already. I'm going to be sending you that one, too.
Well, you know what George Clinton said about Sun Ra? He said, that cat's out to lunch. Same place I eat.
Exactly.
Nice.
That's right.
Yeah,
I've been there, too. They make a nice burger.
Oh, we're talking New York landmarks again now.
Hey, so did you know all the bands are going to be playing there next week for you, Scotty?
I was looking on your site, actually, and checking out. I didn't know that...
www.holyhardstock.com.
Exactly. Bernie Belanger was a member of the...
Colorific. Still is.
Who I never saw, but Lily Frost, I think, stayed in my apartment...
Oh.
I think I lent her a guitar or something.
She's sweet. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you got the lovely Claire Love. Who I had a sort of a date with at Easter Sunday in the church in New York.
Oh my God.
It was straight out of a Hitchcock movie. That was bizarre. I see you've resurrected Trevor Jones.
Yes,
I remember that name from back in the day.
We polished the bolts off, and you know, and we got him resurrected. Flicked the switch.
What's he gonna do? What kind of tunes is he throwing down?
He's gonna show all of the old hits in a medley.
Is he gonna do Icky Yaya?
Icky Yaya, a medley. It's going to be a medley. And Bob's Lounge.
Icky Yaya next to my Dada.
Yeah. We got Bob's Lounge.
I remember.
With Dave Mack. The
Jim Burns is in the house.
Jim Burns, Simon Kendall. Got
Simon's gonna play the organ.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether he'll play the organ. He'll play a organ. I'm not sure if he's allowed to play the organ.
Love to hear him on the pipe organ,
they're pretty tricky about that. There, we'll see.
I'm sure.
We got.
Well, you know how these venues are. They'll charge you extra for everything.
That's true.
Yeah, but, you know, doing it in the church, I don't know. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I think, Scotty. I'm going to put my all into it. It's got to be, my ultimate set.
There's, 13 bands.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
No.
Well, I'm going to try to pop in and out between them.
13 bands on Friday the 13th. I love it.
It's heavy.
It's a lucky day for you.
Yeah.
Totally. It shows you that you guys have no fear.
Yeah.
We have no fear because
you have no fear about anything.
No.
And is Brain Eater, is he playing solo or is him in a drum machine or is he
a band?
No,
it's him solo.
Or?
Him with a guitar.
Well, you know Jim, he's always innovating, coming up with some new ideas. Should be interesting.
Well, one guy and a guitar is a pretty new idea for a Brain Eater anyway.
It's amazing. He was great at Hardstock at the Commodore. Probably the best show I've ever seen him in, I was going to say 30 years, but, you know, with Brain Eater, he's getting younger every year. In fact, almost every week he gets a little bit younger.
So what is he, 15 now or 12?
Well, the last I checked his MySpace, he was 44, but he could be 39 by this week.
Well, there's no way that guy's 44.
I know that.
But I guess for all you young listeners out there, let's just say he's 34.
Maybe he was confusing his age with his jacket size.
Exactly.
It happens.
Certainly does. And Johnny Reno is playing with the Latin band, right?
Yes, John Corsarid.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm going
to bring a few of my Latin chops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Should be nice. And we got
show off your Latin chops. That'd be good.
Yeah. Maybe some of that all percussive Tito Puente kind of stuff.
We got Wimpy there. Because you remember the first time I met you was when Wimpy was playing with the Subhumans, you know?
When they pulled Wimpy's pants off in the first song.
Yeah, we're not going to pull his pants off in the church.
He had to do the whole show in an overcoat.
Yeah, we will not pull his pants off in the church.
Okay, tell me he has to keep his pants on. Yeah. My mother is going to be there.
I know.
Scotty, do you remember?
Is he got a band or is he going to do Man with Guitar too?
No, he's Man with Guitar.
Wow, I didn't know he played guitar, but
Subhumans Unplugged.
Wow.
Wow, this is Vancouver history.
Actually, it's all new songs. All new songs that he's working on.
I saw part of his song on the DVD Maureen sent me of the backstage from the Commodore show.
Nice.
They showed Pointed Sticks playing a
Status Quo song.
I believe it's a Status Quo song.
Yeah.
That they came out and did a cover of. The Status Quo song that nobody knows except probably Bill Hemmy.
They rocked it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty rockin'. It was bluesy. Bluesy rock.
I
think it sounds like a great gig, you guys. I wish you luck with it, and I will be there in spirit.
Well, we'll be channeling you, same as we're doing tonight.
Yeah, Scott. No, I mean, good vibes to you, my friend. And, you know, I hope
you
get back to working with all the phenomenal talent you have and connections you've made living in New York. And, you know, big up to you, you know, coming from Vancouver. And I remember making you the Rare Group tape back in the day at Manhattan Books.
I still have that tape, man. Sam D's.
Yeah. Now, I remember I sent you another funk tape a little bit later, and you were like, yeah, I'm taking samples right off your tape and chopping them up. I was like, sweet. So, hey, I've been an influence on you, Scotty, a little bit.
Of course. But, you know, we don't like to disclose those kinds of things on the air.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're not saying who. We're not saying who.
Exactly. Now I remember. Well, I'm going to sign off, you guys.
But yeah.
All
you take
the best
care.
On the Friday the 13th. I'll be thinking about you. And thanks for the good holy rock.
In the words of Les Goodman, After Dark, lights out, Scotty. Lights out.
Lights out. Lights out, you guys.
I've got a hot funk track, Celestial Blues, I'm going to play for you, Scotty. So all the best to you. Lots of love.
All right.
Bring it on, Love Jones. And,
all right, you guys. Take care.
Okay, peace. Peace
Cheers.
Out.
about Saturday night. Had fun with the woman I met, made me feel so nice. We met at 8 o'clock, she just left an hour ago. She made my day worthwhile, I'll be going back for more. No magic mystified my mind. You have to feel it to believe it. A Houdini a thousand times. She had me floating in space with a mystifying way. I thought I saw heaven at the end of a rainbow. All in one single day. She knew what I wanted.
Back. I'm David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms. We were listening to Scotty Hard in person from New York City. And we've got my special guest, Les Goodman from the Jazzmanian Devils. Of course, we're doing a benefit next week for Scotty Hard. And this is actually a production of his right here. What's this all about, Dennis?
It's called Bulgarian Tobacco. And it's a cut that he did years ago on a thing called Ill Street Presents Subterranean Hits Volume 1. So that's on Word Sound, and he did a bunch of things on Word Sound, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
What's that?
I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, well, of course, Scotty's pretty intimately involved in the hip-hop scene in New York, so many, many productions. In fact, Morgan Tanner has put a mix together himself.
Oh, it's amazing. He did a mix, special mix for a Hardstock show, and I brought it here tonight to play for everybody. And of course, I go to open it up, and the CD's in my player back at home.
Yeah.
So, my bad. Sorry, guys. But anyway, we do have a couple of those that we're going to give away.
Yeah. So 604-822-CITR. If you can just tell me one person Scotty Hard has produced, and you can win a mix CD that Morgan Tana put together of some of Scotty's exclusive. And
call in right now. 604-822-2487. That's the digits.
And, of course, we're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're right here in Vancouver. And so we're going to go into another track. Of course, we're listening to Ray Goodman and Brown, Another Day in Celestial Blues, Gary Bartz. And next up, we've got David Ruffin.
Life of a boy of 16. Ho, ho, people. Another would-be mother, her baby she's killing before the fingers form up on his hand. Ah, I'm screaming blood on the bleeding. Don't make me cry. Oh, Lord, we need it. Ah, give all you can to see. Blood of the time.
make peace.
Oh, let's make peace.
Stop the wars.
Let's make peace.
Let's make peace.
Oh, stop the wars. It don't make sense for it to be this way. Not knowing what's for. What a way to live.
What a way to live, Bobby.
Oh, to die.
I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die.
Let's make peace. Oh, stop the wars.
Oh, let's make peace.
Let's make peace.
Oh, stop the wars.
Time to wake up and clean our own house.
What does it take for you to learn, baby?
For you to learn some acquiring habits, oh, they never had before.
Listen to me,
listen to me,
brother.
We're slipping into darkness, oh, where there ain't no sunshine.
Let's make peace.
Oh, stop the wars.
Let's make peace.
Not now, baby.
We don't wanna let go.
No.
Let's make.
Listen to me, brother. Somebody to listen. What does it take, y'all?
Slipping into darkness.
It's time to wake up.
Brother, ain't no sunshine, baby.
What a way to live. What a way to live.
I know you.
And in our last set, we went funky in tribute to Scotty Hard. And we started with David Ruffin. And that's a track from 1973, I believe, called Blood Donors Needed. And we also heard from Funk Incorporated, some 70s funk, Let's Make Peace and Stop the War, Dennis.
Stop it.
Definitely.
Just stop it right now.
Yeah, all right, some socially conscious soul. I think Scotty will be feeling that one. And Can You Feel It? The voices of East Harlem. Sounds like they're from around where our friend Scotty's from. So there we go. We're in New York City, voices of East Harlem. Wonderful having Scott call in. And we want you all to come together as a community and help our friend. He's had a great misfortune, and he's getting back from a serious spinal injury. And we've already started to help him, but we're going to have this beautiful concert in the cathedral. You get to see, what is it, 8 or 10 bands?
13.
Yeah.
13. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. 13 bands and David Love Jones.
DJ David Love Jones, African
yeah.
Rhythm.
Yeah. Holyheartstock.com. Holyheartstock.com.
That's right. Holyheartstock.com.
There's all the details where you can get the tickets. Some you can get them at my record shop.
Check it out on Facebook as well. Holyheartstock.
Yeah. $25 in advance, $35 at the door. 400 people, it's going to be sold out, people. So,
and all ages welcome.
Yeah. You know, so that was the Jasminian Devils we just heard. As I was telling you earlier, the Jasminian Devils and myself, we have a great history together. We've done, I would say, 75 gigs. I'm sure of it. Like, a lot of gigs. We did a lot of gigs together. You know, every imaginable kind of funk and soul and ballads and you name it, I came up with. I mean, I pioneered and learned my DJing craft with this band. I mean, I think before I started, I did not know how to rock a party, but after playing so many times, so thank you, Dennis, for believing
welcome.
In me and giving me my first professional start in show business.
Well, anybody with as many great records as you got, David, I mean, I knew that you were going to do a great job, and you did a great job, always did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a huge sound. It was very nice.
Yeah, well, you know, so many memories. You know, in the future, I want to dig and get some recordings of Vanessa and Madeline and the great lady vocalist doing the ballads and the up-tempo rockin' tracks and you. You know, we got to find that Jasmine and Devil's tape and play some of that old funky stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll have to come. I'll come back another night and do another show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is Vancouver history, and you know, this show next Friday is going to be Vancouver history in the making at the cathedral, all these wonderful acts. And I know you're really going to enjoy it, but let's quickly drop them another Jasmanian Devils track. What's the name of this one, Dennis?
What's the next one? Oh, it's Stepping Out?
Stepping Out. Yeah, we're going to do Stepping Out. This is Vancouver's own Jasmanian Devils right here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Tune in on podcast right there.
Hey, I'm singing here.
Stepping out with my baby. Can't be wrong to be so right. It's for sure and not for maybe that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good. I never felt quite so sunny, and I keep on knocking wood. There'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. In my top hat and my white tie and my tail. Stepping out with my baby, can't be wrong to be so right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day may be tonight.
baby. Can't be wrong to be so right. It's for sure and not for maybe that I'm all dressed up tonight. Stepping out with my honey. Can't be bad to feel so good. I never felt quite so sunny, and I'll keep on knocking. They'll be smooth sailing, cause I'm trimming my sails. In my top and in my white tie, in my tail. Stepping out with my baby, can't be wrong to be so right. Ask me when will the day be, the big day, maybe tonight.
I bet you thought I'd never find you, but you don't know that great design. So let me hasten to remind you, I got to find you cause you're mine. You thought you'd run away and leave me, but one thing you weren't thinking of. You can't run away from me, baby, but you can't run away from love. You know I love you so. Love you more than you'll ever know. Long before we were created, it was I bet you thought I'd never find you, but one fact you forgot to face. Let me hasten to remind you, wasn't looking for you in the first place.
Because I'm out of sight, because Mr. Basie. I tell you, uptight, everything is all right, out of sight. Go out with me tonight, because baby, we're gonna move down the line. Woman, we're gonna make it shine. I tell you, baby, everything is all right, uptight, clean, out of sight. Now, I'm the man from across the railroad track, but when I find my baby, I don't intend to give her back. Listen, I'm uptight.
After the Jazzmanian Devils track from their one and only CD so far.
Groovy thing.
That was
Stepping Out.
And that was Stepping Out. And we heard from John Hendricks, I Bet I Thought You'd Never Find You, which is some nice jazz dance, complimentary to some of the Jazzmanian Devils. And we're going to dig and find those live tapes that Dennis has got stashed and play you. I mean, Jazzmanian Devils did a phenomenal version of... phenomenal version of Rocksteady, and you know, many other good funky tracks. So you know, we definitely want to get those to the people in the future, Dennis. But there's a track that certainly I remember playing back in the day. I remember there was one, maybe it was around Christmas, something like that. Scotty was playing on the stage, and I dropped, I think, two or three tracks from that Jackie. It was particularly on fire that night. And then later on, we dropped into Chill Rob G, The Power, you know, because Scotty had already come from New York and come back. So he was on the floor for that one, I remember. Like, we ended hip hop. But I think that was the early Saturno days, you know, when we first played in that place, which became, what, the Wet Bar, and what's it called now? Atlantis, I think.
I don't know what it's
called.
Yeah,
it's Atlantis now. But yeah, no, we were there first.
Now you got to check your guns at the door or something.
Yeah, yeah, things have changed. Things have changed.
The kids today.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, you know, more the same or whatever, you know. I mean, it's, hey, you know, like back in the day, you were the punk rock kid who went funk and jazz later on, you know, but that was your punk rock roots is going to be coming out in this gig because, you know, the Subhumans connection there. And where does Trevor Jones fit in with all back then?
Where does he fit in? Yeah. Well, he was in one of the early versions of Brain Eater. The Brain Eaters.
Ah, the Brain Eater connection. Yeah. Well, it's a small. Yeah. It was a small world in Vancouver. You know, a lot of the creative musicians, whether it's punk or funk or jazz or whatever, all knew each other.
Well, and Trevor's comes from a very rich musical family. I don't know. I mean, the rich money wise, but a rich musical family. Mm. With, of course, his dad Lloyd Arnson, his sister Holly Arnson, and his brother. Leif Arnson, of course, who Scott has done a lot of recordings with in New York. So, which is actually, I mean, Leif is like Canada's new answer to Gordon Lightfoot.
But, interesting. No, I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
He's amazing. Just an amazing songwriter.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the bottom line is with Scotty is we're blessed to have this connection of creative talents between Vancouver and New York. And, you know, that's opened up the gates a little bit over the years, you know, which I think is a good thing. You know, so big up to Scotty. And we're going to get this man back to his old self and come together as a community. Excuse me. Once again, for this Holy Hardstock gig. And like we're saying, holyhardstock.com. Check it out. And I hope to all see you next week. And thanks again, Dennis, for coming on the air. And Les Goodman, should I say, from the JDs in the house.
It's going to be a killer diller. You got to be there.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I got a special track going out to Scotty. This is Terry Callier, one of my heroes. And this is a special song. So until next time, this is David Love Jones and Les Goodman, 101.9 FM, CITR. UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You check us on the web and check out for this podcast.
You've been listening to African Rhythms.
Yeah. Peace and love to you. Peace out.
Don't wanna see myself. Don't wanna see myself. I don't wanna see myself without you. Come and go.